Next up on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of The Press.
Iron Man 3 will please fans of the franchise, which is said to be coming to an end with word that Robert Downey Jr. doesn't want to reprise his role as Tony Stark, a.k.a. Iron Man. As Tony Stark says at the conclusion of Iron Man 3, "I am Iron Man." And that is true of Robert Downey Jr. as Tony Stark. He is Tony Stark, unlike the perhaps interchangeable roles of Batman, Spider-Man, and even Superman. One cannot imagine anyone else playing Tony Stark than Robert Downey Jr. That said, anyone could be inside the Iron Man full metal jacket suit. At one point in Iron Man 3, Pepper Pot, played by Gwyneth Paltrow, even dons the suit. Still, even when he's inside the suit with a view of his luminous eyes overlaid with computer screen readouts, it's Robert Downey Jr.'s presence who is felt. Robert Downey Jr.'s nervous energy. He's the most fidgety superhero this side of, well, Sherlock Holmes, which Downey, by the way, will play again in the third sequel. It's put to good use in Iron Man 3. This time out, Tony Stark is beset by anxiety attacks, which paralyze him into immobility. Not a good thing when you're dependent on to save the world and keep the world safe from the mysterious terrorist known as the Mandarin, played by Ben Kingsley. We, you and I, the moviegoer, go along for the ride, and what a ride it is in Iron Man 3, which has several big, no, huge set pieces, including the blasting of his Malibu cliffhanging mansion, which has been shown so often in trailers and previews, so no spoiler here. Plus, there are scenes that take place at a Miami estate, a container ship dock, Air Force One, and Chattanooga, Tennessee. Don't ask about that last one. Even Stark couldn't figure that one out. It's good to see that in Iron Man 3, Paltrow's role has been expanded. She has a captivatingly luminous screen presence. Ben Kingsley plays a really mean terrorist who, a la Osama bin Laden, videos his dastardly deeds ahead of time. Don Cheadle has an important role as Colonel James Rhodes, a military commander who is there by Tony Stark, Iron Man's side when the going gets rough. In addition to Kingsley, there are other great villains, appropriately, especially one named Aldrich Killian, played by Guy Pearce, who really pulls out all the bad guy stops. Rebecca Hall does a fine turn as Maya Hansen, an ex-girlfriend of Tony Stark who has a mysterious agenda. John Favreau has comic relief and a supporting role as Happy Hogan. Ty Simpkins as Harley Keener, a young boy who befriends and helps Tony Stark, is quite remarkable and gives Downey a good foil for some of his best quips. Director Shane Black, who directed Kiss Kiss Bang Bang and was a screenwriter or writer for Lethal Weapon trilogy, keeps the action in Iron Man 3 and the quips moving. The screenplay was written by Shane Black and Drew Pearce, based on the Marvel comic book by Stan Lee, Don Heck, Larry Lieber, and Jack Kirby. There is a twist in Iron Man 3, which is perfect for our telegenetic age, when those who, right or wrong, gain their 15 minutes of fame or infamy. Iron Man 3 with Tony Stark in or out of the robotic armor is one sci-fi action film that, you might say, suits me. Iron Man 3 is rated PG-13 for sci-fi violence and some sensuality. Opening at the box office May 10, Star Trek Into the Darkness. Director J.J. Abrams, who directed Star Trek in 2009, TV's Aliens and Lost, is back at the helm of the Starship Enterprise, and he ups the ante. This is not your William Shatner Star Trek. Benedict Cumberbatch, Chris Pine, Zachary Quinto, Zoe Saldana star in the sci-fi action adventure. Francis Ha, Noah Baumbach, who directed Kicking and Screaming and The Squid and the Whale, directs his girlfriend, Greta Gerwig, in a comedic script they wrote together about a young New York woman who can't seem to make her dreams come true. Erased, Aaron Eckhart and Olga Kurylenko star in the action thriller about an ex-CIA agent and his estranged daughter who are targeted by an international conspiracy. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.